Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys can turn around and face me if you'd like. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Today's a special day. Did you know that? Today's a special day for lots of different reasons. Does anybody know why today might be a special day? What do you think, Lily? Tomorrow is Memorial Day. That's one of the reasons why this is a special weekend, right? This is Memorial Day weekend. So today we're remembering that there are lots of people who have fought and some of them have died so that we could have freedom in this country, so that we can be here in church and worship Jesus. Isn't that great? So that's one of the reasons it's special. Why else might today be special, Ellie? Because the kids in 7th and 8th grade are graduating. There they are, right there. You see them? Five of them, right? There are five students that are graduating from 8th grade today. And I thought maybe it would be fun for us to maybe learn a little bit more about what it means to be a graduate. And so I asked one of our graduates to come and help me, and I'm going to have her sit in this hot seat right here. Abby, would you come on up? And so Abby's going to come and talk to us about this a little bit. I've got a microphone for you and everything. Look at this. But also, I think, you know, at Trinity, we don't have special graduation outfits, right? Everybody's got a nice little flower. But I thought maybe it would be good if we had Abby look like a graduate, right? So actually, I have some graduation robes right here. They are purple, okay? And I'm going to ask you to put this on, if you don't mind. I'll explain later why we're going to do that. But if you don't mind putting on the graduation robe, Miss Graduate, there you go. How does she look?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Okay, so Miss Abby, would you mind taking a seat? Now I'm gonna just ask you a couple questions. Three questions. Okay, it'll be a short interview. So the first question is, what was something that you absolutely loved about going to school here at Trinity Lutheran School in Hoyleton?
Since we had a small class, we've always had small classes. You know everyone, and you're always friends with everyone.
Okay, yeah. So that's one of the things that's good about having a small school, right? Is that you get to really know everybody, your teachers get to know you, you feel like you're friends with everybody in your class. That's awesome. All right, how about this? What is something that you are looking forward to in high school?
I'm looking forward to band and choir and meeting new people.
Okay, yeah, band and choir, meeting new people, right? So we do have a small school, and it's great to be friends with everybody, but it's also nice to branch out and get to meet new people too, right? Okay, here's my last one, and the teachers are going to be paying close attention to this one. What was one of your most difficult assignments as a student here at Trinity?
One of the hardest assignments I think we had was the bug collection. Because not only did you have to figure out what the bug was, but you had to catch it first.
Yeah, catching bugs, that sounds difficult. So I'm going to thank you very much for that. I'm going to have you keep sitting there if you don't mind. So it takes a lot to become a graduate like Abby, right? It takes a lot to get to earn the right to wear fancy purple robes, even though nobody else is wearing robes today. It takes a lot. Like, not only do you have to do bug collection assignments, but there's lots of things that you have to do, and it's hard. And eventually, if you do all that hard work, you do your homework, you get good grades, you get to pass and go on to the next level. You get to go on to high school, and that's a wonderful thing too. But you know what? Today is a day when Abby has earned something, and these other four students have earned something that actually came not from them, but from who?
God,
right. God is the one who gave them the ability to be able to do the things that they needed to in order to graduate from our school. Now, earlier I read a reading from the book of Acts, and we talked about a woman who has the same name as one of you right here. Her name was Lydia. That's right. And Lydia was a seller of purple cloth, right? So that's why I'm having Abby wear purple cloth. Lydia was a seller of purple cloth. And that was her whole life. And God had given her the ability to sell purple cloth. But you know what? Lydia heard the word of God. Paul came to her and talked to her about Jesus and Easter, and she believed the gospel, and she was baptized. And so you know what? Even though Lydia's whole life up to that point was all about purple cloth, eventually, because of her baptism, it was about a completely different kind of clothing. I'm going to show you this. Anybody know what these are for? Yeah, these are the robes that the acolytes wear. See, Grayson's got one on over there. Colt's got one on over there, right? And so we might be really proud of all the things that we can do in this earth, but you know what? The most important thing is not a graduation robe or being able to sell purple clothing or do any of the amazing things that God gives you the ability to do. The most amazing thing is that we get to wear a white robe. We get to wear this white cloth because God has given to us the holiness and righteousness of baptism. That's what the Easter season is all about. When you guys look at that candle up there, see how that candle's lit, that big tall candle? That's the Easter candle. That's the candle that reminds us that Jesus rose from the dead, and because we get to wear these white robes of righteousness, we are going to be raised one day too. And that is an amazing thing. So with all of the big celebrations we've got going on today, remember the most important is the season of Easter and the fact that God has shown us his grace and mercy and lets us wear these white robes of baptismal righteousness. Let's pray. And I'm going to have you guys fold your hands and bow your heads, and you can repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for giving us white robes of baptism. Help us to praise you above all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Abby, for coming up and wearing the purple robe.